The Ontario government says it intends to appeal this court decision that struck down the bill, the controversial bill that was limiting wages for public sector workers. Joining us right now, live with some reaction, we want to hear from the nurses on this. As you know, they were passionately speaking out against this bill, saying that it needed to be ripped up. Here's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association, Doris Grinspoon. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me, Christy. And if you had me like half an hour ago, I would have been happier than now.
And how about now?
Well, because it's unconscionable that the premier is already planning to appeal. He should not. I begged him. I plead to him. I still am pleading to him to uphold the court decision and to move on to a better place. This is just absolutely unconscionable for him to come out and say that he plans to appeal it.
Where is this going to go next?
To the streets. That's the only thing I can think, because I don't see how the public sector workers as a whole and all healthcare professionals that are giving it all, they have given it to the last drop of their energy, can respect a premier that is saying, in the face of a court appeal that struck down Bill 124, to say that he will appeal. It's unconscionable. He knows the situation, and it's unconscionable.
Did you expect they were going to appeal?
I was afraid, and I texted him, and I asked him, and I WhatsApp about that, and I tweeted about that. I thought the premier will take the rein on the situation, as he has done in other instances, and he does understand the situation, and the fact that he's deciding to actually hear those that are pushing him to appeal, or he himself is deciding to appeal, is simply unconscionable, is infuriating.
When you said, did you say the streets? When I asked you where this is going next?
Well, what else? I mean, people are asking already for a general strike, and, you know, we have not joined that call of a general strike, but the premier is cornering everybody, and maybe that's what he wants. But if that's what he wants, he should have done it before elections, not now. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Mm. But what do we do right now? Because, I mean,
What do we want? To close all the hospitals, to close all the emergency departments, to close all primary care, home care, etc. If that's what the premier wants, then those that are saying that what he wants released to privatize are correct. That's all I can say. And then he has parliamentary assistants standing on the legislature laughing and mocking those that are saying that that's the real intent. But you wonder, that's the real intent? Well, if he's going to appeal this decision of the court, that's the intent.
So what are you saying, that people are going to continue holding rallies outside, like we saw at Sunnybrook Hospital, or are you saying people...
I don't think you have seen anything of what this province will see. You may remember during Mike Harris, the Days of Action, and how that looked like. You may remember in 1996 when RNAO took all the nurses and the public to the street. And if that's what the premier wants, that's what the premier will have. But that's not what nurses want. That's not what the public wants. We want to provide good care service and premiers that are sanitized.
Do you have dialogue back and forth with the health minister?
I do.
Do you have a direct line today? Can you pick up? I'm actually asking, can you pick up the phone? Can you call the minister? Could you call the premier? Can you have these discussions by phone today?
I offered to him to call me already. Mm-hmm. I met with the premier, and I met with the deputy premier, Minister of Health, Sylvia Jones, and I meet often with Minister Calandra. They know how dire is the situation.
Yeah, but are these conversations actually taking place, not just the offer of them?
They are. They are taking place. What's not taking place, obviously, is that it's not getting through, because if the premier, instead of saving face because of a court decision and saying, we are going to uphold the court decision and respect it and move on, if the premier is now already saying he's going to appeal it, it says it's not getting through. Whatever we are doing is not getting through. But that's damaging to Ontarians. This is not only damaging to nurses or to teachers or to other healthcare professionals or service or public sector employees. This is damaging to Ontarians, to this province.
Doris, what about when the government says that this, they said in 2019, that this is a time-limited approach to help eliminate the provincial debt?
What debt when we actually have more money on the coffins than before?
Do you believe that it is time-limited?
So the developers in the Greenbelt, is that what we are talking? Well, let's talk cold turkey then. If it's to give more money to developers or to others that are making money on the backs of public sector employees, let's say it. Let's be honest about that. But that should have happened before the elections. Before the elections, he said he will protect the Greenbelt. It's not happening. Before the elections, the talk that the premier did post-election, you may remember, and I was glued to the television, and I congratulated him for the talk, and he was elected, duly elected, and I said, we are working together with you. Let's make this a good thing for Ontarians. He said he was going to work with everybody. He knew people were hurting. He said he knew nurses were hurting. He will work with the unions. And today he's saying he's going to appeal a court decision. This is not one person in one organization that said we need to strike. We have already called for this bill to be repealed. Today the court decided that.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time for the premier to come out, I said, and say, we will respect the court decision. We are moving forward and working together with everybody for the sake of Ontarians to respect his own speech when he won the elections. That's what he needs to do.
Doris, I'm running out of time here because our news is next, but have you received any confirmation or any word that you'll be able to speak to the minister?
Not today. Today.
Have you heard anything back? The text messages, the tweets, have you heard anything back?
I didn't contact the minister today. I contacted the premier.
Okay.
And I have not received any response to that message.
In the last 30 seconds I have with you here, if you were speaking to the premier or the minister, the province directly right now, what would you say?
I would say, premier, save face. Let's move together forward for the sake of Ontarians. You are a man that needs to respect your own word. You said you know and you understand people are hurting. You said you will work with public sector employees. Today is the day to say we're not appealing that decision of the court.
Thanks for the time. We're at a racetrack, Doris.
Thank you very much.
Doris Grinspun, who's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario.